Om Shanti. The simple life of Jnana and Yoga. So for those who were here earlier, we were a bit exploring this process of churning the murli and grasping the deep secrets of murli, Baba's explaining in murli. And now experimenting with those different points of murli to make them into an experience. And in an Avyak murli, Baba was saying, if you hold a thought in the mind, if you hold that thought with clarity, with concentration and with determination, if you hold that thought, then that thought will become a deeper experience. So hold that thought with clarity, with concentration, with determination, then that thought will become a deeper experience. And it is as simple as a roadmap to experiences. And that is one thing that we all want and aspire in Brahmin life, but experiences. But also experiences is what empower us. Experiences are what makes us enthusiastic. And experience is what deepens your conviction. But this is exactly where Maya... Can one of the brothers help with the Russian translation? Something is not good. Should we just continue in the meantime? Okay. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, okay. It is good now. So, in yoga and experimenting with yoga, this is like a simple roadmap that Baba gives. Take a thought based on murli, spiritual knowledge. Understand that thought. Create conviction of that point. And hold that thought. And then allow the feelings to emerge based on that thought. Now, first of all, it is good to understand that Maya doesn't want you to remember Baba. And Maya is not someone or something else. Maya are your own tendencies inside towards degradation. So this voice inside that says, not now, later. For example, there is within us as if two sides, you could say, to simplify the whole thing of soul consciousness and body consciousness. There is the angel and there is the little devil, you could say, sometimes not so little. And Baba tells us the angel, the angelic, is innate. But this little devil is ruling your mind. Now yoga is nurturing the angel through thoughts, through feelings, experiencing. Make the angel strong and big, rule again. last Sunday's Murli, self-sovereigns, no? Mean the angel uses the mind, the angel uses the intellect, not the ego. Now, so it is good to know the ego, the body consciousness within the soul, doesn't want to remember Baba, doesn't want to remember the home, resists yoga. This is good to understand. This resistance will be there, and we have to overcome that. And that is why you need like initial insistence, deep interest, love, determination, but stay with that thought, that theme, that nurtures the angelic, that nurtures the avyakt, that nurtures soul consciousness. So that is what you do in yoga. So we will do a simple experiment, and some of you may have already been part of this type of experimenting, but doesn't matter. It is always good to practice again, refine it, deepen it, become masters at it. And so this simple experiment is of 4 steps. And Baba's famous words that he often repeats in Murli is about yoga. Anyone knows? Consider yourself a soul and remember the Father. So this first word, this first part of that phrase, consider yourself a soul, that has to be the first step. Anytime check, is there soul consciousness or is there body consciousness? And how do you know if there is soul consciousness? You feel light, you feel peaceful, contentment. How do you know if the angel is in charge or the little devil or the ego is in charge? All of this is true, contentment, lightness, peace. But one other way, it's true, all of this. One other way is internally there will be the feeling of detachment from drama. There will be the feeling of detachment from the body and the role. In my case, Rona will be seen as far, far in the distant part of a play. And the inner being, the higher being, the soul, eternal being, belongs to that home of light, belongs to that Father, is a guest in this physical world. That feeling will be there. Soul consciousness. So that is the very first step. Not only when you sit in yoga, not only when you sit for meditation, actually, all the time. Right now, check. Is there this feeling of freedom, separate? Soul separate from body, soul separate from the whole story. And all the stories in the drama. Soul that belongs in Paramdham, belongs to God. First step. So let us collectively, for just 1 or 2 minutes, consciously, actively practice it. Aim to be alert fully, 100%. We are here in Madhuban only for that. There's nothing really, anything else to do except deepen and strengthen our soul conscious muscle, you could say. So in a second, we become fully introvert, means we withdraw all our thoughts from the external. All our thoughts from the drama, the stories, past, present and future, and beyond. Withdraw the thoughts of this body and the character that we are associated with, the role. And in the mind, we see the soul clean. That higher being that is from another dimension. A subtle being, invisible, pure, royal, godlike being of light. A being that is a traveler, and a visitor in this body, a visitor in this physical world. A being that belongs to another dimension. A being that belongs to God. And a family of perfect beings of light. Just hold these thoughts. Stay with them. Let them sink in. This is the real. The real me. The real I. Nothing to do with body. Nothing to do with the physical world. An unearthly being. Bodiless. Timeless. Immortal being. Innocent, clean, and free from the complications of the ego and the grumble of Ravan. In that inner silence, just stay with this image of this beautiful star, living being, silently blissful. silently loving. Eternally secure. And as we prepare to come to the end of this experiment, we aim to stay with this clarity, approaching the physical dimension as a guest. Om Shanti. So, this was just like a first step in experimenting, but it is good every time when there is conscious sitting yoga, come back and check the self. But also during action or during day-to-day life, check, am I operating from that platform? Are the actions performed within the awareness, that feeling of not belonging here? And this is like, Baba calls it foreign land. The physical world is foreign land. You feel like that? Who feels like that? This is foreign land. This body is foreign land. Paramdham is home. Okay, so that is first step. Withdraw the thoughts from the external world. Withdraw the attention from the external world and the drama, past, present and future. Remind the self that this is just a drama going on, a story being acted out. And there are so many stories within the story. You go beyond. Remind the self of the true self. Not the song was saying, now I understand the real me. We have been using this word I and this word me for the body and the bodily personality. Baba says that is not you at all. You are a totally different being. So first step, to really, as if, what would be the word, grind it in, reprogram ourselves. Because we are programmed to think, this is me, and this is I, and this is mine, and my country, and my things, and my people. And Baba says, all of that is foreign. You are an unearthly, alaukik being, a spiritual being, that looks like nothing of the physical world. This is if this first step has to grind in, and we're not in a rush. Sometimes in yoga we quickly say, okay, soul, okay, not the body, okay, Paramdham, Baba. But do every step properly. There's no need to rush. Properly so conscious. Get it right. Accurately. And this is an internal process. No one can do this for us but ourselves. And then a second step for experimenting is introduce a theme. So if there is soul consciousness, introduce a theme. And you could, this Murli, today's Murli is full of themes that you can explore in yoga. And this theme of going home. Now it's time to go home. So someone who has been on a long journey and he has come to the end of the journey, what does he feel? What is he thinking? How is home? How does it feel home in contrast to the journey? So you can explore, experiment with that. Home. Home means? What does home mean? Relaxed. Oh gosh, this tiresome drama and journey. So now can be. Home means relax. What else? Peace. Home, someone is saying no thoughts. Maybe it's good to clarify, no? Home doesn't necessarily mean no thoughts, but there are no thoughts of the journey in the home. There are no thoughts of drama. And there are not many, many, many thoughts. But there can be one thought and the experience of that thought. Richness. So, anyone has tried to have no thoughts here? Was it possible? So maybe our emphasis should not necessarily be trying to have no thoughts, but trying to have elevated thoughts. Trying to have noble thoughts. Trying to have thoughts that would be like the thoughts that might be in the mind of Baba. Now, and if one thought is held, and that thought is an experience, there are mental processes there. But it is not the body conscious way of thinking. No? So in the home, in the, remembering the home, thoughts are few and thoughts are not ego-based. Thoughts are not coming out of body consciousness. Thoughts are not inspired by the limited body conscious identities. But thoughts are coming from soul awareness. So what can be those thoughts, for example? For example, there can be a feeling of the amazement of home itself. This is an eternal home and the atmosphere is filled with love of God, love of belonging, love of equality. That thought is there, wah, Baba, wah, home, wah, family. But not just the thought raising into a next thought, a thought that immediately brings out the feeling and the experience. Home, this home, Paramdham. Paramdham means highest home, supreme home, place where you eternally stay. It also means Shanti Dham, the home of peace. It also means Nirvan Dham, is another name. There is no sound there. There is no noise. Beyond noise. All of those are characteristics of the home. And so in your meditations, when remembering the home, a home of God, home of family. It is filled with feelings. We eternally belong there. And that is a home that cannot ever be lost. It is imperishable, unshakable. You're the physical home, but you feel like maybe this is my home. After Madhuban, I go back physically home. That home might be there, might not be there. You don't know if it will be there. Supreme home is always there. That state of consciousness is always accessible, anytime. When you go home, you are welcomed. Baba is there, and he's so happy when you are home. He's wanting to give you company. He's wanting you to give him company in the home. So that can be one theme to explore. So you take that theme, the first step, you withdraw in your thoughts, become consciously, actively, fully aware of the self as this non-physical, immortal being. And then you introduce this theme, home. And then you explore the home. Home is home because of family. Home is home because of Father. This is the home of perfect beings, God-like beings. They are loving, they are lovely. They are beyond harm, they are harmless. They are your family, your brothers. You are one of them. And then the third step, you concentrate on that theme that you have taken. And you stay with the thoughts around your theme. And concentration is extremely easy. Maya says it is very difficult. Maya says this. 100% is impossible. That is what Maya says. But concentration is extremely easy. If there is interest. If there is love. So take a theme that intoxicates you. Take a theme that you have interest in. So that you can generate that 100% concentration. Accurate. Focus. On your theme. And concentration just means in the mind there are only thoughts and only images around your theme. And it is good also to think in images. Now, when you think of home, what is the image that comes to the mind? Peaceful is a word, but what is the image? Light. What else? Infinite expanse of light. Gentle golden red light. Now that is image that Baba gives. Now you can fill your mind with just that image. And then there is no space for other thoughts. Now in that home there are beautiful stars. They are living beings. They are people of light. So you use those words, but you also use the image to fill your mind. And it pushes out all the thoughts from Maya and Ravan. That is concentration. Simple. Simple life. Simple yoga. Don't make it difficult. Maya likes to say difficult. And so, what we often do in our experimentation is we say 100% concentration, 2 minutes. Don't say whole hour, full con, no, 2 minutes. 2 minutes is possible for everyone. But 100% quality, accurate, flooding the mind, immersing the mind. in your theme, in thoughts and images of that theme. And then after those 2 minutes, you become aware of the feelings that have emerged within. Observe within the feelings that emerge. Connect it to your theme. And become consciously aware of those thoughts. Yeah. Okay, shall we do again? So before we start, just take a minute and collect in your mind all the information you have of home. So before we do this experiment, remember all the things you know about Paramdham, things Baba have said, things you have churned, maybe experiences you have had. Remind yourself of that at the level of thoughts, but also at the level of your feelings. What have you experienced from Paramdham and that state of detachment so that you will use to explore further, expand on it, deepen. Okay. So again, the first step, consciously withdraw all thoughts from the drama in general, the role. It is the ego that wants to think about the role and the drama. Ego is obsessed with drama and body and role. But we just tell ego, you just go sit quietly in a corner. Now is time to let the angel. Remind the self that everything that happened this morning, everything that has been experienced through the senses, is part of the story. Drama story. Baba's words in Avyakta Murli's cartoon. And we consciously become aware of the one who is experiencing everything. The inner being, a higher being, that immortal being, that avyakta, alaukik, invisible being of light. We are aware that in this room there may be some 60 bodies, but there are also 60 invisible, subtle, godlike beings of light, royal, angelic stars. They're all brothers, my brothers. When we fully try and grasp this, soul identity, soul aware, the one that is a guest in this body,
a temporary visitor in the physical world. The being of light be fully aware of the self as this subtle being, the observer, quiet, silently secure immortal being, clearly be aware of these two separate dimensions, the subtle, invisible, non-physical dimension, and the noisy dimension of matter. The being of light eternally belongs to that non-physical dimension. And now the second step. We introduce a specific theme based on Baba's Murlis. And in this case, remembering the home. So we remember that space and that state of consciousness before we entered the drama. That space and that state of consciousness where we have to return at the end of the journey. So this home of silence, this dimension beyond the grasp of ignorance and Ravan, beyond matter, beyond sound, timeless, endless, eternal world of light, where all belong, where all are always welcome, home of the family, the home of the father, and the Father fills that dimension with the vibrations of unbreakable love, clean, authentic, sweet, eternal bond of love and belonging, and that vision of high respect and love for every child. And now for 2 minutes, just immerse the mind fully in thoughts and images of home. 2 minutes with 100% clarity and concentration. Now, naturally, the fourth step, become aware of the feelings that are connected with these thoughts of the home. Every thought carries a world of feelings. Allow those feelings and become aware. How does it feel? Just observe and remain in that introverted state, like a laboratory. What is going on inside? What are those feelings connected with that sense of belonging, family? Perfect family, perfect father, one feeling that may come is a sense of absolute security, relaxation and freedom. The sweetness of that silence of the home. Just observe inside. And if other thoughts come in, just know this is from the ego identities. Don't fight with them, but don't pay attention. Let them come and go and return to your theme. In silence, immerse the mind in the theme and allow those feelings. And then, as we choose to end this experiment, aim to stay with this clarity of your real identity, your real home, real family, and home. whom you belong, where you belong. And with that clarity, you approach the physical world to play the game. Om Shanti. So, time is there, but maybe just quickly, to become experts in yoga, you have to spend time in training your mind. We are not used to using our mind and our intellect in this subtle way. Even as Brahmins, we are intoxicated about knowledge, but this is a refining of thinking and refinement of feelings. And so there are a few more steps that you can explore with and experiment with. Deepen the observation of your feelings. Go into the details of the feelings and completely surrender to that experience. And identify what was new. Every good meditation, if you build it up properly, gives you something new. New insight, new experience, new deepening of understanding. Every good, properly done meditation gives you that. And if you're really, really serious about becoming master yogeshwar, then you should keep a journal of your meditations. Write the different themes, write your experiences, and write your new insights or your discoveries, and use them for the next meditations. Thank you. Thank you for the attention, and enjoy your laboratory.